Amen.
Well, Samaya, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
How was your session this morning?
Jasmine.
Hi, Samaya. We'll wait another minute or so before we start.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay.
Malka.
Glad you're doing well. Hi, Samaya.
Hi, Samaya.
Hi, Samaya.
Hi, Samaya.
We're going to wait another half a minute or so just to let other people join us.
All right.
Okay, we're starting to count the Omer. We're starting with the L'Shem Yehud.
L'Shem Yehud,
Kud Shabri Fu, Ishkin Kei, Bidhilu. Urkimu, Urkimu, Urkilu. Le'achta, Shem, Yud Hei, Bavav Hei. Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Hine Anachnu, Ba'im, L'Kayem, Mitzvat, Sefirata, Omer. La'asot nachat ruach l'ratzreinu, v'la'asot ritzon boreinu. V'ayhi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananehu. Now we're going to read the second section is reading a few verses from the Psalms that help prepare our consciousness to do the counting and do the self-reflection involved in the counting. Adonai Eloheinu Vahei Igmor Badi. Adonai Eloheinu Vahei Hasdecha Leolam. Maasei Yadecha Al Terech. Ekra Elohim Elyon Lai Gomer Alai Ne'emar Ve'evor Alai Ve'erech Mitbuseset Bedamayich Wa'omar Lach Bedamayich Chayi Va'yomar Bach Bedamayich Chayi. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohei Gedalta Me'od Hod V'hadar Vashta Ote Or Kshalma Note Shemayim Kariya. We're now going to say the blessing and then count in two methods. And the blessing itself represents the surrounding light. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Yud Hei Vav Hei Elohim Vanu, Al Sefirat HaOmer, Samachin Hay, 65, the name of God, Aleph Talad Nun Yod Adonai. Hayom Arba Ayayamim LaOmer. Now for the inner lights. Arachaman Hu Yachatir Avodat Beit HaMikdash Limkoma Bin Herabi Abeinu. Amen. We are now going to say the Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. As we've discussed, it consists of 49 words with the middle verse having 49 letters. There are seven verses connecting to the seven arms of the menorah. Lam natseach bin gino mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu ya'er. Ya'er is a word that translates as a cause. In Kabbalah, the cause is spiritual. The cause creates the effect. Please contemplate ways in your life that you act as a cause and ways that you become an effect. Know that our role in this is always to be a cause. Even when you are doing something that someone else wants you to do, when you do that action from your own free will, you become a cause. In what way can you strengthen becoming a cause in your own life? What do you need to change about yourself to become a greater, stronger cause? Pana vitanu sela lada'at ba'aret darkecha v'kol goyim yeshuatecha yoducha min Elohim yoducha min kulam yismech hu. The letter Het is composed of three parts, a vav on the right, a zion on the left, and a caret, a little house on the top connecting them together and symbolizing the center column. The word het becomes from the shoresh that means an animal. Use this letter to remove your base animal emotions. How can I do that? Each time a base emotion occurs within you, stop what you are planning to do. Stop your reactive behavior. Stop your reaction. Throw that thought away. Expel it from your mind. Expel it from your body. For some people, that isn't enough, and what we suggest is you lock it up in a wooden box in your mind. And then, once a day, you burn that box and watch the smoke go up, representing your burnt offering. This thought, this reactive behavior that isn't you. And you don't want it to become you.
Since it was here that the Jewish people became free people,
Chirut means freedom in Hebrew. The Baal Tzephon was an Egyptian deity. In the next leg of our life journey, as we lose our childhood innocence and mature into adults, we begin to take on complex and paradoxical features. On one hand, we become free, independent adults, able to make rational decisions, driven not by childhood emotions, but by sober reflection. But on the other hand, our newfound freedom also faces a looming idol in the north. We begin to be tempted to worship false gods, other gods, gods like self-worship, worship of money, power, or other man-made deities. As we grow through our development, this may be the essential goal of all education. We will have the option to become a towering force for good or a tower of vanity in our own eyes. In your present situation, are you building a tower of vanity or a tower of goodness? We are now going to do step 10, which is to actually count the Sephirah. Ribono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sephirat haomer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umtumatenu. Kimo shekatavta betoratach usfartem lachem mimacharad ha-shabbat biyom ha-kipukiyachem et omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot tamimot tihiyena ad mimacharat Ha-Shabbat Ha-Shvit Se-Sephirahu Chamishim Yom Kidei She-Yitacharu Na-Shot-Amcha Yisrael Mizoh-Hamatam U-Lechein Yehi-Atzon Yofanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ve'lohe avotenu shebizchut sefirat haomer shesafarti hayom yitukan ma shebakamti v'sefirah netzach shebechesed. Netzach deals with eternity, chesed with loving kindness. What is eternal love? What do we struggle to do with eternal love? Netzach means eternity, eternal, victory, acknowledgement, all within the frame of loving kindness. In what way are you working towards eternity? In what way are you working towards your eternal victory? In what way are you working towards success? How do you define success? Are you revealing light so that you become brighter and brighter? So that you become more pure? What does the eternity of love look like to you?
V'yet kaher v'yet kadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala Amen So we're now looking at the kings that were in Edom before there was a king in Israel. And the name of the king that relates to this day is Hadad the Bila. And Hadad has the meaning of eight uncles or uncle eight. It's relating to Bina, to the mother, as the number eight always relates to that. And what does it mean to swallow the mother? What does it mean to swallow the energy store? How does that help you improve yourself? Or by controlling that swallowing desire, do you improve yourself? As we did last night, if you go to the Revealed Wisdom page, the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, in row 14, the second column from the left, you have a link that opens up the landing page for the writings of the Ari that we have translated at this point, that we have added to our webpage. And we are dealing with the teachings of the Sha'arei Kedusha, the Gate of Holiness. Rabbi Chaim Vital is the student of the Ari. And please click on the second link under the Sha'arei Kedusha, which is part 1A, and that will open up to where we left off yesterday, a paragraph discussing or describing Rabbi Chaim Vital. And I will start with the L'shem Yehud before I start reading. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimud Hilu Urchimu Urchimu Le'afta L'shem Yehe Bavaze B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Le'mud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Ba'ihino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kananei. Rabbi Chaim Vital was unquestionably the leading disciple of the Holy Arizal, Rabbi Isaac Luria, and his foremost interpreter. Now, why would the Ari need an interpreter? Didn't he speak Hebrew? The answer is yes, he spoke Hebrew, and he also spoke Aramaic and other languages as well. But as was true with most Kabbalists, they don't have the ability to bring down the information in a written form. They can teach it orally, but not in a way that we can understand if they were to write it. Is it too holy? It's not a word that's used. Rabbi Shimon did not write the Zohar, but his teachings wrote the Zohar. Rabbi Abba was given a long life in order to write the teachings down. Each part of the human vessel is given a task. The Ari's task was to bring his wisdom, his form of Kabbalah, to the world. Rabbi Chaim Vital's task was to take that wisdom and record it so that you and I would have access to it. The Ari himself actually wrote very little, and what is commonly known as the Ari's writings were in fact transcribed by Rabbi Chaim Vital and his son Shmuel Vital. I am adding, the Arizal is known to have said that he came to this world only to teach Rabbi Chaim Vital. In response, Rabbi Chaim Vital is quoted as saying he would not study unless the Arizal also taught others that wanted to learn with Rabbi Chaim Vital. What does that tell you about Rabbi Chaim Vital? He wanted to learn, but he had friends that he wanted to learn with. Is that chutzpah? Was that what was supposed to happen? If you study the history of the Kabbalah, and this is an unwritten commentary that I received from one of my teachers, essentially, one of these students that the Ari taught immigrated from Israel, just as Rabbi Chaim Vital immigrated from Israel to Syria, to Damascus, where he eventually settled and lived until he died. And this other student of the Ari went into Italy, and his writings found their way to the students of the Ashkenazim. And ultimately to the Baal Shem Tov. There is a difference between the two systems, the two teachings. It's major differences and it's minor differences. In the Rabbi Chaim Vital's methods, we are taught, don't waste your time or your energy trying to understand the Ein Sof and the worlds above that, the world of Tohu and Vohu. Whereas the Ashkenazim received the teaching that said, yes, go ahead and study that. It's worthwhile. The divine flow experienced by the Ari was so overwhelming that he was unable to commit it to writing. As he himself expressed it, when I began to reveal a Torah secret to you, the flow of knowledge becomes like a mighty stream, and I look for ways to open a small channel that you will be capable of absorbing. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, an Ashkenazi, bears witness to the fact that when he mentioned the Ari to the Vilna Gaon, the Gaon's whole body trembled. This is a story that comes from the introduction to a book called the Tsinunata. I'm adding, in my opinion, this indicates that the Arizal also taught the Vilna Gaon. It is also something to realize that the saying of a tzaddik's name is also a method of changing oneself with mercy. Rabbi Chaim was born in Israel, probably in Sfat. He studied Nigla, the revealed Torah, under Rabbi Moshe Alshech, and Kabbalah under Rabbi Moshe Cordovero. However, when the Ari arrived in Sfat from Egypt in 1570, Rabbi Chaim soon became totally devoted to him. The Ari is reported to have said that his sole reason for departing Egypt for Sfat was to transmit his Torah to Rabbi Chaim. It is an amazing fact that the Ari, who died in 1572 at the age of 38, studied with Rabbi Chaim for less than 2 years, and that the extensive body of writings transcribed by Rabbi Chaim came from that short period. I am adding, shortly after the Arizals arrived in Sfat, Rabbi Cordovero left the world, leaving a metaphorical or perhaps a real description about who would inherit the mantle of teaching Kabbalah to the children of Israel. He said that at his casket was carried to his burial site. Whoever saw the fire following the casket would be the teacher that the Kabbalistic world would follow after him. Rabbi Chaim describes his initiation into the Arizal's new approach to Kabbalah as follows. When I first came to my teacher of saintly memory, the Arizal, to study this wisdom under him, he was about to leave for Tiberias. He took me with him. We boarded a boat, and as we were sailing across the Kinneret, at a point opposite the arches of the old synagogue of Tiberias, my teacher dipped a cup into the water and gave it to me to drink. He told me that now I would be able to grasp this wisdom, the teachings of Kabbalah, for I had just drunk water from the well of Miriam, which is buried in the lake Kinneret, the lake of Tiberias. From that time on, I began to enter the depth of this wisdom. Rabbi Chaim Vital's introduction. Says the small one, Chaim, the son of his honor, Rabbi Yosef Vital of blessed memory. I've seen men of Aliyah, spiritual ascent, and they are few. They yearn to rise, but the ladder is concealed from their eyes, and they contemplate in the books of the early sages to search and find the path of life. The road which to travel and the actions to do to ascend their souls to its root above and to cling to him. Because this is the eternal perfection, similar to the prophets who all their days cling to their Creator. And through this clinging, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, settled on them to teach them which path leads to light in order to enlighten their eyes in the secrets of the Torah. As King David prayed to open my eyes and I will gaze at the wonders of your Torah. They would be led along a straight path prepared by the men of Aliyah so that they should reach their goal. Do you know what the meaning of the men of Aliyah is, or do I need to explain that? After them came the Chassidim Rishonim, the early pious ones, which were called Pirushim, separatists. They sought to go out in the footsteps of the prophets and to become like them in going out to stone caves and to deserts. And they separated themselves from the ways of men. Some of them would become ascetics in their homes, like the travelers of deserts, and all day and all night, always they would praise their Creator with toil in the Torah and with the songs of King David, which bring joy to the heart, until their thoughts would cling with tremendous force and yearning to the upper lights. And they continued diligently like this all of their days, until they would ascend to the level of Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, and they would prophesy and never return. As the commentator Onkelos translated the verse, Lo Pasaku, non-stop. If so, where are we to find their ways and their techniques? How these holy people served Hashem, may he be blessed, so that we may also do the same ourselves. Hanok, I'm adding, it is good to say amen to the above blessing. And may we all say amen. And then the hearts have diminished, and also the knowledge of the generations that came after them. And the masters of Ruach HaKodesh are apparently no more. They departed to their eternal abodes and abandon us to despair, thirsty and starving, until there sprouted forth hopelessness in the hearts of men for touring this awesome wisdom. And if we find two or three kernels on a treetop, one in a city or two in a family, who seek out water but don't find, because all the visions have been blocked due to the methods and actions have not been written in a book on how to approach the inner holiness. And there are those among them which would swear in angels using the powers of holy names, and they would hope for light, but behold, it is darkness, because they were very low angels appointed on the matters of this world, and they are mixed with good and evil. So they themselves did not attain the truth and the supernal lights, and they, the angels, would reveal to them mixed words, good and evil, truth and falsehood, superfluous words, such as words of healing and the wisdom of alchemy and actions of talismans and the hashbeot, swearing in using names. And also these, in wine they stumbled and in beer they erred. Would that it were that their hearts would bring them to toil in the Torah and mitzvot, and they would make a kal v'chomer, a major to minor logical inference, from the four gedolei Yisrael, the great sages of Israel, who entered the Pardes, and not one of them returned intact except the pious elder, Rebbe Akiva. And even him, the ministering angels desired to cast him down, if it were not that Hashem helped him, and he entered in peace and exited in peace. The Holy One said, leave this elder alone, for he is worthy of making use of my glory. And the truth is that they desired lofty levels, close to prophecy, and therefore they put themselves in some danger. And for us,
Halavai.
Halavai, would that it were that we would merit a little Ruach HaKodesh, just as a revelation of Eliyahu Hanavi, which many merited to see him as is well known, or for a revelation from the soul of a tzaddikim, righteous people who have died, as mentioned many times in the book of Tikkunim, which is the Tikkunei Zohar. And not only that, but even in our times, I have seen holy men who merited all these things, and there are some whose own soul, after becoming very, very pure, reveals himself, itself to him, and guides him in all his ways. And all these are close ways that one can merit even in our times, if he is worthy. But however, it requires great training and great experience to stand on the truth, because perhaps it is another spirit that came to him, which is not pure. And all this will be explained in Part 3, Gate 8. Therefore, my spirit has pressed me to unlock the Pirushim for the seekers, and to support their right hand to teach them the path to travel. And therefore, I have put together this book. It is small in quantity, but great in quality. For the wise it will shine, and I have called it Sharei Kedusha, the gate of holiness, or the gates of holiness. In it I will clarify hidden things which the early generations before us did not fathom, because I have received them from the mouth of the holy man, the angel of God, my teacher, the Ari Luria, the Arizal. And in there being secrets of the universe and concealed hidden things, I will reveal a hand's breadth and conceal 2,000 footsteps. And I will open reluctantly the gates of holiness, like the crack of a needle, and he who is worthy will merit to enter inside the inner chamber, and Hashem, who is good, will not refrain good from those who walk wholeheartedly. Bitamim. I have divided it into four parts. The first part on the practice of piety and separation, which brings one to Ruach HaKodesh, to the Holy Spirit. It also subdivides to six gates. The second part, the rebukes and the clarification of reward and punishment on the positive and negative mitzvot, it subdivides to eight gates. The third part on the practice for attaining Ruach HaKodesh itself, it subdivides to eight gates. The fourth part on the practice of Yehudim, unifying holy names, through which one will attain Ruach HaKodesh, as I have personally tried, tested, and verified the truth of them, except for one. These were not included in the translation due to the dangers involved. We have finished the introduction. Does anybody have any questions? So I will move forward. But my thinking is that we will do this perhaps tomorrow. But it's enough for tonight. I would like to expand a little bit, as I started to do earlier with these two different teachers, Rabbi Chaim Vital from the teachings of the Ari, and the student of the Ari who ended up in Europe and with the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. Rabbi Chaim Luzzatto, the Ramchal, is also someone who has his own methods, his own techniques. But what we have been told in this Hakdamah, in this introduction, is that there are very few people who have the merit to study the Kabbalah. There are very few people who have the ability, the purity, to receive Ruach HaKodesh in our generation. And yet, this is the technique, this is the path that need to be learned. All of the teachings from the various schools of prophets have come down to us, but not in written form, not in revealed form. Notes were taken, and those notes were kept and promoted from student, from teacher to student, from teacher to student. But in our generation, there are many thousands of people studying the Kabbalah. So how do we reconcile these differing statements? There are two paths that have been taught to the prophets. One is called the workings of the chariot, and one is called the workings of the creation. They are different paths. They serve different purposes. But the Sefer Yetzirah is the beginning for both paths. The Zohar, the Ari, is one of those paths in a more detailed way. This is the path of the sheep, the path of creation. The path of the workings of the chariot, in my opinion, can only be taught from tzaddikim who have passed, tzaddikim who will come to you in your sleep to teach you, tzaddikim who are going to teach you the path of the workings of the chariot, how to reach these inner levels of the tree of life. The workings of creation is the external, the workings of the path, the chariot of the Merkava. This is the inner level. But the beginning starts, for the beginning for both paths, starts with the Sefer Yetzirah. And the Sefer Yetzirah, the Shareg Kedusha, enhances the Sefer Yetzirah. Does anybody have any questions? I bid you all shalom for the evening. I remind you that tomorrow morning we will again read the Torah for the third day of Chol HaMoed. will study at 4:30, section 34 of the Parasha of Noach from the Zohar. And we will count again the Omer tomorrow evening. Shalom Gadol, much peace, happiness, and joy in your life. And may we all say, Amen.
Amen.
Shalom
Amen.
To all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.